With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, we're with Erie County Legislator Lynn Dixon. Lynn, we've been hearing rumblings that you've recently met with the county GOP chairman about potentially running as county executive. First of all, is there any merit to any of this? Is this true that you had this meeting?
Well, I think you always have to keep all your options open. And certainly this is an option going forward and something that I would give consideration to.
What is it about the county executive position that you would want? Because you're risking losing a lot because you'd be up for re-election this year, two-year term. You wouldn't be able to come back as a legislator if you lost.
That's correct. Well, I have always believed in term limits anyway. But I just look at sort of the bigger picture of I'm so grateful for this community. I'm so grateful for what it has given me, what it has given my family, my children, and it's a special place to live. And I have always loved the public service part of government, and to that end would certainly explore anything that would allow me to continue serving in a capacity where it's really about the public service and about the people.
You seem very noncommittal about it right now. Is it still nothing definitive at this moment in time?
Well, obviously, with what's going on in Albany and the changes to the petition process and the primary process, decisions will have to be made earlier than in a typical election year. So those decisions have to be made sooner rather than later. But I've always been willing to keep my options open and to consider different opportunities, if you will, and certainly it's something that I would consider.
And, you know, when Chris Collins had his indictment come down, you know, for what it's worth, you were one of the people who threw their name into the mix, saying that you wanted to keep your options open there. But, you know, with this county executive race, you look at some of the factors that are going in. Mark Poloncarz is a very effective candidate. He's been the county executive for a couple terms now. He's got a lot of name recognition here in Erie County. Outside of your district, you know, a lot of people might not be aware of who you are. You're really climbing an uphill battle if this is what you want to do. Do you think, though, that you can pull off a upset, so to say?
Well, you know, I grew up in Amherst. Have been living in the South Towns for the last 20 years. Worked in the media for 22 years prior to getting into politics. So, for me, it would be about the people and about what I would be doing. I'm really not concerned about things that I cannot control. So I would only be concerned about what I can control, and that's getting out and, you know, meeting people and discussing issues and discussing what direction I believe the county should be headed. But again, I would never shut the door on any potential race, and I'm not shutting the door on this.
Another person who's been constantly brought up in the race for county executive has been State Senator Chris Jacobs. Have you had any conversations with him about what's going on here?
Well, Chris Jacobs has been very busy with a new baby and then having to get back to Albany for the start of this session. So Chris Jacobs is somebody I respect enormously. He's been a friend for a very long time. And I'm certainly he's giving it due consideration as well. And at the appropriate time, a decision will be made. But I have nothing but respect for Chris Jacobs.
I want to go back to my very first question. Did you have a meeting with Nick Langworthy, and did he ask you or recommend that you run as county executive?
Well, I have discussions with, not just party leaders, but just people involved in government all the time. And so a conversation like that would be as normal as asking, you know, how the Bills did last Sunday. Of course, they're not playing anymore, unfortunately. But so discussions like that happen all the time. And even as you had mentioned, like the congressional race before, it was something that was presented, you know, in a sort of off-the-cuff conversation. And so those conversations happen all the time. So it would not be atypical for that kind of thing to happen.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.